Seal Test presents Seal Test Variety Theater. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater with Henry Russell and his orchestra and the Crew Chiefs Quartet. Playing a return engagement is our talented and ever-welcome friend, Eddie Bracken, and as our very special guest, filmdom's glamorous He-Man, Victor Couture. And now, here she is, Radio Best Magazine cover girl for May, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour.
Hi, this is Dottie. Thanks a lot. Oh, hello, John.
Hello, Dottie. Say, you sure look nice tonight, especially nice.
Well, I wanted to look especially nice. It isn't often a girl has the chance to spend time with Victor Couture.
Oh, I'd like to see Vic.
I meant alone.
Oh, well, I get it. I'll blow. I'll see you later.
That's a dear boy. This must be love because I feel so well. Gee, I hope I look all right. Come in.
Hello, Dottie.
Eddie Bracken.
Why, Dottie, you don't seem so glad to see me.
Well, don't be silly, Eddie. Most of the time I'm glad to see you.
Well,
if this doesn't happen to be one of the times. Look, Eddie, I might as well be honest with you. I'm expecting Vic Couture.
Oh, him. Well, just because he's coming over, why do you want me to leave?
Well,
I wish you wouldn't answer that question.
Well, after all, Eddie, from a woman's point of view, Victor Couture is considered a gorgeous hunk of man.
Well, I don't like to appear conceited, Dottie, but I'm considered to be a gorgeous hunk of man.
Mm-hmm. But such a little hunk.
Gee, when I was here last week, you told me to drop in any time.
Please, Eddie, I wouldn't want to hurt your feelings for the world. I think you're swell.
Well, never mind. Don't just try to make me feel good. I do all right. Believe me, I can pick up the phone any time I want and get a date with a beautiful girl. And boy, how those girls do adore me.
Do you really know so many beautiful girls?
You see this little black book?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if this little black book ever fell into the wrong hands, I'd be drummed out of the YMCA. Now, let's see now. Who do I want to take out tonight?
Say, you sure have a lot of names in that book.
A lot of names. This is only volume one. I think I'll call this doll here. Get a load of this, Dottie. This kid's nuts about me. Hello? Hiya, honey poo. This is Eddie Poo. Yeah, this is your lucky night. I'll be there at 8. What? You got a date? With who? Cornelius Van Potter III? But baby, what's he got that I haven't got? He has? Yeah? I see. Sure. True. True. And money? Yeah, well, have a nice time, honey poo. Bye, poo.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Eddie. Maybe she...
Ah, in one poo and out the other. This one's gorgeous. She's really crazy about me. Listen to this. Hello, baby. Hey, how about a date tonight? Can't, huh? How about tomorrow night? Can't, huh? Now, how about next week? Can't, huh? Well, how about... Can't, huh? Hello? 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 Oh, well.
Well?
A sweet kid, but she's the kind who doesn't want to appear too anxious.
Well, so far, you're batting zero.
Yeah, well, nobody's going to treat Eddie Bracken that way. I'll show you. I'll make a telephone call and until
I sympathize with your problem, but I have to run over my song.
Yeah, well, I got to run over my little black book.
Okay, see you in a little while.
For a blue lady, They had a silly quarrel the other day. Hope these pretty flowers chase her blues away. Wrap up some red roses for a blue lady. Send them to the sweetest gal in town. And if they do the trick, he'll hurry back to you, your best white orchid for her wedding gown. And if they do the trick, he'll hurry back to pick your best
like ice cream? Sure you do. But you'll never know how good ice cream can be until you've tasted Seal Test Chocolate Flake. It's the flavor of the month for April. Smooth, creamy, rich vanilla ice cream as only Seal Test makes it. Jam-packed with luscious flakes of real bittersweet chocolate. It's a great ice cream, a proud and popular member of the famous Seal Test ice cream family. For a wonderful lip-smacking treat, ask your nearby Seal Test dealer for Chocolate Flake Ice Cream. And whenever it's ice cream you crave,
get the best, get Seal Test.
Sad, huh? Well, how about a year from next Tuesday? Can't, huh? Well, some other time. Goodbye.
Oh, Eddie, why don't you give up?
Just one more.
You've called 18 girls, and every one of them...
Oh, I guess you're right. I might just as well face it. I'm a flop with women. I'll never call another girl again as...
Now, don't be a defeatist, Eddie. Face the issue. You ask me, I think you're too mild. You aren't forceful enough.
Yeah, but what can I do about a thing like that?
Same thing I did. Go see a psychiatrist.
You went to a psychiatrist?
Certainly. I didn't always get along with people. I went to a psychoanalyst, and he built my ego. He built my personality, and he built my confidence.
Yeah. But before he ever started building, you had some pretty good things under construction yourself.
Just the same, if you go to the right man, he can do wonders for you.
Yeah, maybe I should go. I heard about a psychiatrist who they say...
Dr. Nagelfogel will see you in just a minute. Mr. Bracken, won't you sit down with the other patients?
Thank you. Mind if I sit here?
Not at all.
It's a nice day, isn't it?
Yes, lovely, isn't it? Is this your first visit to Dr. Nagelfogel?
Mm-hmm. Yours?
Oh, no. I've been coming to the doctor for years.
I don't know whether I have the right to ask you, but...
No, that's perfectly all right. You see, my trouble was I thought I was an Airedale.
An Airedale?
Yes. It was terrible. I used to chew up the cushions. Spent most of my time burying bones in the backyard. And every time I'd see the man who lived next door, I'd chase him down the block and bite him.
Well, whatever made you do that?
I found out his name was Katz. Yes. You have no idea what a trial it was, being under the illusion that I was an Airedale. Oh, I bless the day I came to see Dr. Nagelfogle.
Oh, then, since you've been coming to him, you no longer think that you're an Airedale.
Oh, I should say not. You are now looking at a thoroughbred Cocker Spaniel.
Down, boy, down, down. Down.
Yes, I'm sorry. I forgot myself.
Oh, that's all right. We all make mistakes.
By the way, do you happen to have a can opener on you?
A can opener?
Do you happen to have one on you?
Why, no, I very seldom carry one with me. Why?
Well, it's time for my lunch, and I want to open this can of Strong Heart.
Gee, that doctor sure worked wonders with him.
All right, Mr. Bracken, the doctor will see you now.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, now, Mr. Bracken, exactly what seems to be the matter?
Well, gee, I just... I just don't know where to start, Doctor. I have nothing but trouble. I don't seem to be able to make enough money.
That's what you call trouble?
Well, I can't seem to concentrate on my work.
That's what you call trouble?
Can't get a date with girls.
That's what I call trouble. Unsuccessful with the opposite sex, hmm? Well, tell me, young man, when did you first learn about women?
Well, it was when I... I'd rather not say.
Oh, come, come, my boy. You must tell me everything.
Well, all right. It was a few years ago. It was late at night. I was taking a walk, and I came to Saks Fifth Avenue, and I glanced in the window, and... That's when I learned about women.
That's when you learned about women?
They were dressing the dummies.
I see. Well, let's start with the beginning. Tell me about your parents and their attitude towards each other.
Well, to tell you the truth, I was brought up in a rather strange atmosphere. You see, my mother didn't speak to my father till I was 7 years old.
Till you were 7 years old?
Well, mother doesn't make friends easily.
Very significant. Very significant.
Significant of what?
I don't know, but very significant. My boy, my advice to you is be more forceful to women. You are too mired.
More forceful, eh? Well, I was just going back to see Dorothy L'Amour.
Dorothy L'Amour? Ooh, you mean that gorgeous girl? That girl with the...
Sarong.
Yeah, she has that too. Ah, she is the most beautiful girl in the world. Put your arm around her like this. Kiss her hand so. Take her in your arms. Sweep her off her feet.
Dr. Nagelfogle, put me down.
I was carried away. Excuse me. But remember, if you wish to be the master, you must be forceful. You must have confidence. It is all in the mind.
Put me down.
Doctor, excuse me. It's time for your next patient.
Yeah, all right. Send him in.
Yes, doctor.
Now, Mr. Bracken, please leave by this other door. And remember, be forceful with her.
Forceful. Goodbye, doctor.
Yeah, all right, nurse. Send in the next patient.
Yes, doctor. You may come in, sir.
Hello, doctor.
Your name, please?
I'm Victor Mature.
Sit down. Make yourself comfortable.
Thanks.
Now, what seems to be your trouble?
Women.
Your trouble is women? Oh, my boy, this cannot be. I have seen you in the moving pictures.
That's just it. In the movies, I'm the big lover, the gorgeous hunk of man. On the screen, I always get the dame.
But in real life?
I'm just a bum.
I should be such a bum. Now, for the sake of my diagnosis, I want you should tell me exactly how you treat a woman who appeals to you.
Well, I grab her like this. Then I kiss her like this. Then I pick her up in my arms and sweep her off her feet.
Mr. Mature, put me down!
You saw it. I must have been carried away.
Now, we must think of all the Buzz abilities. Maybe you are suffering from an inferiority complex.
Why should I have an inferiority complex?
Well, there are many reasons. Take Napoleon. He had an inferiority complex. He was only 4'6". So, because he was so short, he formed an army, overran Europe, burnt Russia, and enslaved millions of people. Just think, all Europe could have been saved with just one thing.
Yeah, a pair of elevator shoes.
You got something there. Mr. Major, your case is suddenly clear to me. You are not being yourself. You have a large, rough exterior. But inside, you are tender and soft.
I am?
Certainly. Forget what they have made of you in moving pictures. When you are with a woman you love, be sweet, be gentle. Appeal to the maternal instinct, which is in all women.
Oh.
Give her a chance to murder you.
Appeal to the maternal instinct, eh? Well, I'll try it if you say so. As a matter of fact, I've got a date with a beautiful girl tonight.
Good.
Gotta run now. Coming, mother!
I'd love you strong if I could be with you. I'd love you long, I want you to know. I wouldn't go until I told you, honey, why I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I were free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you.
If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you so long. I want you to know that I wouldn't go until I told you, honey, why I love you so.
If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I were free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you. If I could be with you.
Let's see. I tell two people, and my people tell two people, and then my people's people tell
John
two
Lang, don't tell me you're working on a pyramid club.
This is different, Dottie. I tell two people about chocolate flake ice cream, the seal test flavor of the month. They tell two people, and pretty soon everyone knows about this delicious mouth-melting treat.
I have news for you, John. The radio is faster.
That's right, Dottie. So here goes. For a treat you'll put at the top of your ice cream list, a flavor that's a sure-fire winner, get Seal Test Chocolate Flake Ice Cream. On sale wherever you see the famous red and white Seal Test sign. And whenever you crave ice cream,
get the best, get Seal Test.
Yes, Miss L'Amour.
Have you taken care of everything as I told you?
Yes, ma'am. And the wine is on ice, the flowers are all arranged, and I turned down the lights in the living room.
Mm.
And by the way, who are you expecting?
Victor Mature.
Victor Mature? Oh, that wonderful, wonderful man. Oh, he's so primitive.
How do I look?
Oh, you look wonderful. You smell simply scrumptious.
Well, I've got a little bit of I surrender, some taboo, and a dash of my sin. And if none of those work, I've got one more that's guaranteed to do the job.
What's that?
I shake on a few drops of, hey, bub, what are you waiting for?
Oh, if you don't mind my saying so, I don't think you have to use fancy perfume from Mr. Mature at all.
What do you mean?
Well, he's so forceful. He'd crush you in his arms even if you were using Airwick number 5.
Well, everything looks lovely, Bessie. You can take the rest of the evening off.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Oh, tell me, what are you going to do if that little Mr. Bracken shows up?
Oh, I just answer the doorbell. He's so gentle and mild, he'll go away.
All right, but, oh, how I envy you. Oh, an evening alone with Dick Mature. Oh!
Why, Victor, it's so good to see you.
Hello, Dorothy. It's good to see you. Here, Dorothy, I brought you something.
Oh, thank you. Let me open the box. Oh, how nice of you. Cookies.
I baked them. I baked them myself.
Well, let's sit down on the sofa.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Wouldn't you like to sit next to me?
That might be nice.
Shall I turn the lights a little lower?
Yeah. Why don't you?
Now, Victor, haven't you got anything to tell me?
Yes, I have, Dorothy.
What is it, Victor?
Well, I'd like to tell you my recipe for those cookies.
Maybe I'd better turn the lights on a little brighter.
Why?
I want to make sure you are Victor Mature.
Well, what makes you doubt it?
Are you kidding? After I douse myself with perfume and...
You'd better see who's at the door.
Oh, no, it's Eddie Bracken. He'll go away.
Don't you think you'd better?
No, I know what he's like. He'll go away.
Hiya, babe! This is your lucky day. Bracken's here.
Oh, Eddie. Eddie, you're crushing me.
There's no use fighting it. You're my woman and I'm your man, and it's bigger than both of us.
I beg your pardon. What about me?
It's bigger than the three of us. Come here, babe. You can't get away from me.
Eddie, quit it. Quit it. Stop dragging me by the hair. I've never been treated so rough in my life.
This can't be the same dame who did a broadcast from Houston.
Oh, no.
And you can cross out the line that you had there.
Victor, don't just stand there. Say something.
Eddie, would you like to try one of my cookies?
What? No raisins? Beat it, bum. Come here, babe. Now, where were we?
Oh, Eddie Bracken, you take your hands off of me,
Dottie,
or I'll just...
Dottie, put down that lamp. Put it down,
not
Dottie.
Not till you get away.
Yeah, but don't...
Now, that's better.
Bye.
Now, I want to know something.
Huh?
What's happened to you two? Here's Eddie Bracken acting like a caveman, and you, Victor, you're acting like Eddie Bracken. Now, what does all this mean?
Well, if you must know, Dottie, I got to thinking that I've been treating my women too rough, so I went to see a psychiatrist, Dr. Nagelfogel.
Dr. Nagelfogel? I went to him, too.
You went to him, too?
Certainly.
Gee, I had no idea you were a Nagelfogel man.
Now, class of last Tuesday.
Now, wait a minute. Or television. Wait a minute, you two. I want to get to the bottom of this. What's this Nagelfogel's phone number?
Hempstead 4871.
Good. I want to see him. Hello? Dr. Nagelfogel? This is Dorothy L'Amour. I want to ask you a few questions. Can you come right over? Good. It's 7:00. So you're Dr. Nagelfogel. Come right in.
Yeah, and you are Dorothy L'Amour. I recognize you even without the sarong. Mr. Bracken, Mr. Mature.
Hello, Doc.
Hello.
I want to ask you some questions about these two.
Miss L'Amour, why talk about them when you are so beautiful?
Oh, you think so?
Oh, and that perfume, my head, it goes around.
Oh, at last. A man who sounds like a human being.
Come, let us go ride in the country. I answer all your questions. Or maybe I ask you one or two myself, Pookie.
Oh, come on.
Look, Dottie, this is no way to get...
Hey, Dottie, wait a minute.
You'll find some cookies on the table.
Well?
Well?
Here we are.
Yep. Here we are.
What do we do now?
I got an idea.
You have?
Yep.
What is it?
Shall we dance?
Goodbye, Victor Mature. Thanks for the date. And thanks, too, to the rest of our cast, including Elvia Allman and Frank Nelson. Now, please stay with us, folks, for in just a moment, we're going to tell you some great news about our show for next week.
In the dairy industry, as with any business, research is the key of the future. At National Dairy, our laboratories are staffed with scientists and technicians who are searching day in and day out for ways to provide more high-quality dairy products at the lowest possible cost. Milk is one of our most important foods, and because it is so beneficial, our laboratory work includes basic studies in the field of nutrition, experiments to find new methods for making use of the high food value in milk. One result is the diversified list of National Dairy products, which today help to keep America healthy and strong. National Dairy companies are pioneers in research and development. Last year, a new research center at Oakdale, New York, was added to our facilities. It has 41 fully equipped laboratories. Year after year, this program of research means new and improved products, tastier and more nourishing dairy foods, National Dairy products that will continue to be the best. And now here once again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
Well, next Thursday, Eddie Bracken, the whole gang, and I will be back again. As our guests, we're going to have two of radio's best-loved personalities, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Is it a date? To our guest star tonight, Victor Mature, our sincere thanks. Your appearance contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. And now it's time to say aloha. So till next Thursday, for Henry Russell and the orchestra, the crew chief's quartet, and tonight's guests, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying, we'll be thinking of you. One added thought. This is National Sunday School Week. I think it's up to all of us, regardless of our religious beliefs, to see that our children believe in the things so necessary for a better world and peace on earth. Sunday school helps light this path of thought. Good night.
Victor Mature, who will soon be seen in Samson and Delilah, appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of the 20th Century production Down to the Sea in Ships, starring Richard Widmark and Lionel Barrymore. Tonight's Seals Ass Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris and Sidney Zelenka. Direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tune in again next Thursday at this same time when Seals Ass again presents Seals Ass Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour and Eddie Bracken, and as our guests, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Seals Ass Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is John Lang speaking.
For excitement, adventure, romance, stay tuned for Douglas Fairbanks, Jr. in the swashbuckling story, The Fighting O'Flynn. The Screen Guild Players, next on NBC.